A new World War II documentary reveals how Australian prisoners of war were treated across Southeast Asia, where mateship became essential to survive. The film Under a Bamboo Sky uses restored and colourised archival footage to bring their stories to life. The Wise contributor from 8CCC, Kate Lyons-Dawson, spoke with film director Sarjo about the film and the stories told.
I think it's a film about humanity. I think we can learn a lot from it, actually, Kate. I think there's lessons to be learned, honestly. And I think about perhaps, what really happens in war, you know, the suffering, the brutality that people sort of inflict on each other. But what I do is I sort of look at it as really a story of just hope and resilience and the human spirit, you know, in times that are, I think, something that we can't even, we can get a taste of it, but I don't think we can really even understand it.
And you having gone through all that footage, like you've spent a very long time putting this film together.
Yes.
You of all people, it's probably affected you the most. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, 2/3 of these men coming back is remarkable.
Yes, it is remarkable.
From what you see.
And especially with under the conditions that they were, you know, and I think the point you made earlier was a really good one, Kat, and I think we quite know the full story. And I think we know a little bit about Changi, or we know a little bit about the Thai Burma Railway, you know, but what we've tried to do is sort of give you that kind of broader arc, because I don't think people are familiar with that, especially that last third of the film where they were shipped to Japan, they were torpedoed by the Americans. We lost 1,800 just in that episode that were drowned or, you know, lost at sea by those actions. And then going to Japan and working under, you know, coal mines, factories as forced labour right up until the bomb drops in Nagasaki there. So I think that chapter is kind of quite not as well known.
And like you've brought it to life in a new way. So these 63 voices. So I need to know, because it's so lifelike. But you've got those enlisted photos.
Yes,
You've brought into sort of like some form of, is that an AI thing, or have you managed to make them look alive?
A digital enhancement.
And okay.
So we've, you know, I was very conscious about not, they are true to what they are, those photographs. I didn't want to mess with them in any way or change them in any way. All I wanted to do was bring them to life. Just for a fraction of a moment. What I really wanted to do was to people to meet these men at that age, you know, and what they were going through. So these men were from 18, 19 years old up to 25. We often think about, you know, veterans as these old diggers, you know, that are reflecting on the past. And I really wanted to put you in the moment and to meet them at that age so you understood that they were in the prime of their lives. And to bring those guys in there, to colorize the footage, to go to the places where they walked and, you know, and suffered. I think that combination was to sort of make it a bit more immediate and first person, if you like.
This is mateship, as in whether, you know, you always have to have someone that you push against, and they're saying things around that they never let a mate die alone.
Yes.
Or, you know, compared to some of the other nations, maybe.
Correct.
And then you start getting that idea of what is this mateship spirit, because we have just chucked it around.
Thank you, Kate, because that is really important to me, because I think we're a bit flippant with the term mateship, you know, and we just kind of do throw it around a lot. And I think if you look at something like this, that there is a purity to that term that I think is the true meaning of what we're talking about. And so thank you for bringing that up, because for me, that's a really important thing. I think we do get, you know, forgive me, but sometimes we get a bit jingoistic about things and we sort of say, oh, it's all about mateship and all that sort of stuff. But this is, they did not survive without their mates and looking after each other. And they just kept finding hope and humor and beauty in their surroundings when everything was so horrendous. And with that sort of connection with each other, you know, these are probably people who maybe had come from different parts of the country, who probably, you know, weren't mates to start with, but became really close. This was not their choice. They went to fight, you know, and the British surrendered in Singapore, and the course of their lives changed forever. In a sense, you know, wanted to represent their country, fight for their country, fight, you know, do the right thing. And then they became prisoners of war for three and a half years. And I think in some ways it was just this kind of pressure cooker that I can't even come to terms with.
It was good to bring that in the way the film ends, because that is where a lot of people met them and didn't connect, in a very different setting in Australia.
Yes.
So to come up against babies that had been born, or not to mention dealing with that PTSD.
Kate, some of them did some extraordinary things. So there's one, it's beautiful because we're reconnecting with a lot of the veterans' families through this, and it's been really beautiful. and to see one particular guy came back and spent the rest of his career up till he was 94 when he passed away. He worked tirelessly for XPOWs to sort of help them navigate their lives.
Director of Under a Bamboo Sky, Sarge O there, speaking with ACCC's Kate Lyons-Dawson.